Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting it's Labor Day weekend and people are on the move.
San Francisco International Airport spokesperson Doug Yackel says they're hoping to see a return to pre-pandemic levels of travel.
We're expecting about 930,000 people to go through SFO this Labor Day weekend. It's about 8.7% higher than what we saw Labor Day weekend last year. But we're not quite at pre-pandemic levels. We're very close. We expect this weekend to be at about 90% of what we saw back in 2019.
Yackel recommends getting to the airport early. Travelers should also keep an eye on the weather since it's the leading cause of flight delays. Forecasts call for rain from Texas to New England, plus parts of Florida, over the weekend. I'm Haya Panjwani.
European Union defense ministers have agreed to boost their training program for Ukrainian troops.
Already, some 60,000 Ukrainian troops have undergone training outside Ukraine in coordination with NATO.
It has been a success, a great success.
And now the European Union's high representative, Josep Borrell, says 15,000 more will be trained by year's end.
This war requires a constant adaptation to the modalities of the war. The training has to be shortened and adapted to the Ukrainian needs.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian commanders have told the Associated Press they blame some inexperienced fighters for losing ground to Russia. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has fired the commander of the country's air force after one of the Western-donated F-16 warplanes crashed and the pilot died. The order to dismiss Mykola Oleshchuk was published Friday on the presidential website. Good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 228 points. The Nasdaq rose 197. This is SRN News. Transgenderism sparks another court case.
Vivian Garrity is an English teacher at Jackson Middle School in Jackson Township, Ohio, and she refuses to call girls boys and boys girls. That prompted the local school district to force her out of her job, and she went to court. The district asked the judge to dismiss the case, but the judge declined, finding that school officials very likely violated Garrity's First Amendment rights. Cases like these are multiplying all across the country as schools embrace the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The federal government will spend more money to try and protect synagogues and other Jewish institutions as anti-Semitism rises. The Department of Homeland Security is allocating over $450 million for the coming fiscal year to help Jews keep their property safe. The money is also available to other religious organizations whose houses of worship might be threatened. This is SRN News. Dispatching errors and the failure of two backup systems allow the Union Pacific train to slam into 74 rail cars that have been parked on the sidetrack for 9 months in Southern California in 2022.
That's according to a National Transportation Safety Board report detailing what caused the crash in the desert near the Salton Sea. An engineer and a conductor died in the accident. Investigators determined that mistakes made by dispatchers at the railroad's headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, led to the train being routed directly into the parked rail cars.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, one dispatcher even overruled the train crew who said they'd been told by a colleague that cars were still parked on that siding. The Teamsters Union that represents workers at both of Canada's largest freight railroads has filed the lawsuits it promised challenging the orders that forced employees back to work. More details at srnnews.com.